Hi, this is Deborah Wong with more on the Seattle City Council races. Well, there are four incumbents running for re-election to the City Council, but you only have to make a decision in two of those races during this primary election. That's because two of the races have only two candidates, so those candidates will advance to the general election. Two of the races have three candidates, though, so you have to make a choice which are your top two candidates in those races. In City Council position number eight, incumbent Mike O'Brien is being challenged by Albert Shen and David Ishii. We spoke with David Ishii about why he's running for the council.
Hi, my name is David Ishii, and I'm running for Seattle City Council position number eight, and I plan to kick ass in City Hall. No joke. Either way you want it, shaken or stirred, and frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. So I'm just going to do what's right for the city, clean up the crime and corruption, payoffs, ripoffs, the payback.
So let me ask you this. Can you tell me why you decided to run for city council?
Well, I was running for mayor at first, and then now I'm running for city council because it's such a crowded field, and everybody said, I just thought everybody said, why don't you just run for councilman for now? Get some experience behind your belt.
What do you think of the job that Mike O'Brien has done?
Well, according to the papers, you know, he doesn't get his message across that well. Some of his ideas are great, but I think he was against the tunnel, and I'm not sure. But I like to keep it clean because Mike's been nice to me, you know. He's a fine person in office, but I really think it's going to be Albert, you know, at least through the primaries as the leader, and definitely the most endorsements, campaign fund, and everything. So,
David, what would you do if you were elected to the city council? What would be your main message?
Well, the main message is that I would create a public search engine. And Joy Gray is running for mayor, and I was trying to get in contact with her. She has a lot of experience in IT, and I've been to community college to find out about servers and things like that. We'd have our own search engine like Google. We'd definitely give Larry and Serge of Google a run for the money, let alone MSN, Bing, and Yahoo out there. And it's not $1 million or $1 billion industry. It's a gazillion-dollar industry, and we should get a piece of that pie. And that would, you know, it's just a theory that we could, you know, I'm just thinking that, you know, we could lower taxes. Pay-per-click is such a big industry. We get a portion of that with the right domain name. I've contacted Howard Schultz's personal secretary, and he's one of the second largest retailers, if not in this country, in the world, a REITs that meaning domain names. You know, I asked him that, you know, if he could lend some names out, domain names, and he never got back with me, but I was, you know, with the right domain name, and I could definitely push a search engine, pay-per-click gazillions, way more in tax revenue could ever generate, that it would just be fabulous for the city. You know, money in the coffer from potholes on the roads, from the homeless situation, create revenue, tourism, so much employment. I would really like to change the image of the police officers, all levels of law enforcement. I'm closely tied with the Justice Department, but the police officers and
you're closely tied with the Justice Department. Is that what you said?
Yes, I am.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't go into details about that, but you know, because a lot of it's confidential. At the local level, I could really improve their image. I'm really great at the officers know me, and I could do wonders for the police officer. It'd be so cool to put on that uniform. The stack application would be so great and high.
What do you think is the biggest problem facing the city right now?
There's like $16 billion worth of pieces of puzzle to put together here for the mayor, and as executive branch, as council, you know, we all put it together, and It's massive. You know, pay-per-click would help so much for the revenue. And I've explained to the editorial boards and things that, you know, we could clean up this gridlock. And Mayor McGinnis has done some few things right and things like that, you know. So everybody's got it right in their own way. But
so do you,
to get, Yes.
Do you think, I saw you refer to yourself somewhere as the most eccentric candidate in the race?
Yes, yeah. And that's the reason why Mike doesn't get, you know, he some of his ideas are great, but they're saying that he can't get the message across with his style. You know, really what focuses on this campaign this year is style. And it was on the front page of Seattle Times just a few days ago. You know, it's the style. You know, style is the big key word this year. How, you know,
so not issues.
Issues, but the style brings it. It will bring out the people to listen more. You know, take notice more with the issues that people of the greater Seattle area are interested in.
So, are you actually out campaigning?
Oh, I campaign. Actually, a lot of people. There's enough people who know who I am, and it's a snowball effect, and more and more people know who I am, but they never ask. Some do know I'm running for councilman, but I don't go out and announce it. You'll see it in the voter pamphlet Wednesday, the 17th of July. They'll be in the mailboxes.
So you're not out. You're not out. You know, meeting people or shaking hands or going door to door.
No,
or anything
I don't
like
do
that.
The typical. I don't do the typical things anymore because we're in a new super information highway. It's different now with one click of the button, and it just spreads many different ways. It shoots off, and then another click, and it just shoots off massively. It's not like going door to door.
Yeah. Do you think you have a chance to win in this race?
I really do. You know, if I could come in there as a second, there's one place and show, the three of us. If I could show, you know, and get in close with Albert, who I think is the favorite, and I think, you know, it's being separated between Albert and Mike, that Albert's really the front runner. But if I could get in there to the primaries, then I think I have a chance.
That was Seattle City Council candidate David Ishii. We have interviews with the other candidates in the race and for all the candidates in position two on our website, kuow.org. For 94.9 KUOW, I'm Deborah Wong.